Welcome to today's episode. Today we're going to talk about something that is near and dear to my heart, imposter voices. Look, we've all got them, right? Here's my question to you. What if I told you last night while you were sleeping, I came by, I inserted a little chip in your head, I recorded all of your thoughts, and I'm going to play them tonight for all your friends and family. I promise there is not a person listening who isn't thinking to themselves, that sounds horrible. Why do we all have that feeling that the thoughts in our mind, if they were played out loud, would just be horrifying? The idea of it makes people shudder. I love playing this game because I always get the same response. But here's the part that I love the best. Everybody thinks they're the only one that has those crazy thoughts. Everybody thinks they're the only one who has thoughts that are embarrassing that they don't want to share. It is the human experience to have thoughts going on a regular basis because we're designed to be living, talking, thinking beings while we also have meta conversations. We have thoughts about our thoughts. We are thinking while we are thinking. We can observe our thoughts. And we're not necessarily conscious of the things we're thinking in the back of our minds. But if I pull it to the front of your mind and I get your attention and I say, hey, let's record what's going on in the back of your mind and play it out loud, people shudder. This is what I'm so passionate about, is this idea that we don't want to shudder about the things we're thinking. We want to get that stuff in shape so it's not clamoring around back there. Because here's the biggest myth. Who cares? It's just in the back of my mind. It has no impact on me. Think about it. If somebody were silently whispering in your ear at a low frequency, all sorts of thoughts, the kinds of thoughts that you're thinking about all day long, at some point in the day, you would get super frustrated, be super upset, depending on the quality of the thought. If it's negative critical feedback, it would wear you down. If it's angry and frustrated, it would piss you off at some point. Because who can stand negative self-talk all day long? We think just because we're thinking it, it's not a problem. It's not having an impact. It's just not true, right? So here's the thing. When are you going to take charge of your life? Pull those thoughts that are in the back of your mind forward, face them, work them out, get them in shape, kick them in the ass, and feel better. Today should be the day because it's not that hard, right? People don't want to do this because it's really, really, really difficult to think about what to do when you unlock Pandora's box. When you unleash those demons within, what's going to happen? They're going to monsoon you and you're going to become overwhelmed with the negative self-talk and you won't be able to get anything done. What if I told you that wasn't true? What if I told you that time and time again, I work with people for myself and with the course that I've launched, we are able to take those thoughts, pull them forward, deal with them, replace those negative junk food thoughts that I call them and bring some nutritional thoughts into your life. And it's not that hard. It takes a couple minutes a day. Would you believe me? Probably not. So what are the steps to get that done? Take a minute every day to write down when you're having a bad day or at the end of your day, the types of thoughts that are on your mind. What is it that you say to yourself on a regular basis, you repeat in your mind that is disempowering? Write that sentence down. That is your junk food thought. Then, is there another way that you can frame that thought? Because the goal is to pull that unconscious thought, the one that's in the back of our minds that we think is not causing any harm, out to the front. Call it out. Question the belief system of it. Do you believe it's true? Is it empowering to the goals that you're trying to set in your life? And if not, replace it with a better belief, one that is more empowered to get the task that you have at hand done. Or to just make you feel better, because sometimes it's just that inner critic saying terrible stuff to us all day long. If you can't think of something, ask an trusted friend. If you can't figure it out after that, think about getting a coach. Whatever the case is, you need to switch that to what I call a nutritional thought. Once you've practiced that nutritional thought repeatedly, guess what? It goes into your unconscious mind again. And then it becomes a habit, because we are nothing but unconscious habits. Most of what we're doing all day long is happening without our intention or awareness. If I had to think about everything I did, if I had to plan the very next word that came out of my mouth and it had to be intentional, I couldn't speak. If I walked across the room, I had to choose every muscle to use to walk, I wouldn't be able to walk. Our lives are happening because we're little habit bundles, but when we have an unconscious habit that is really negative and toxic and taking us down, those imposter voices, they can destroy our mood without our awareness of it. So A, get aware. What is the language you specifically use? B, write it down. C, ask a friend, find somebody, come up with something more empowered. Practice that on a daily basis a few times. If you can get through a week, doing it, you know, every day a couple times. It shouldn't take more than a couple minutes a day. You will make the changes that you want. You will feel better. You will reach those goals. You'll make more money. You'll have more friends. All the things that you want in your life, the stress that you'd like to go away is because of these negative beliefs, these disempowered beliefs that hold us down. Hopefully that was helpful. If you ever have any questions about this or anything, I'm always an email away, laura@lauraco.com. I'm also offering a free coaching session right now. Laura@lauraco.com. Click on the coaching button, check out the free 30-minute coaching slot, and set up a time. Love to hear from you, and thank you so much for listening.